ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be'ez Hashem be on Meseches Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel. This shiur will also include the beginning of Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph up to the end of the Sugya of Raidev. The Mishnah says, Ve'eluhein shematzilin oisan benafshon. These are the people that we save them benafshon. And the Mishnah brings three mishalim. Haraydev achar chaveri lahargoy eretzeach. Va'achar hazachar, someone who's raydev to do mishkav zachar. Va'achar nair hamurasa. Now we have to understand, matzilin oisan, we save them. Who are we referring to? Al pi pashtos, zoktaisus divir maschal ha'atziloi. Saving them is a reference to saving the nirdaf. And the Kavanah of Taisvis, the reason why he assumes that that's the Pashtus, is because the Lashon Hatzala refers always to the victim. So here too, we're going to save the victim, Benafshon, by killing the Raidif. And the victim is, in the case of Reitzeach, it's the Nirtzach, and in the case of Zachar and Nair Marasa, it's the Nirdaf who's going to be forced into the Maisa Avera. But, Zog Taisvis, that's not the Pshat, because Lo Yitachon the Farishkein, Bereidif Achar Behema. What Taisus means to say, and as I state also in other Rishonim, is that the Seifa of our Mishnah, which speaks out, Aval Reidif Achar Behema V'Machalas HaShabbos V'Oivet Avedis Kachavim Ein Matzilin Oisan B'Nafshon, there the Lashon Matzilin Oisan cannot possibly be a reference to Atzolas HaNirdaf, because a Behema has no Indian of Atzolas HaNirdaf, and especially Machalas HaShabbos and Oivet Avedis Kachavim, there is no Nirdaf there B'Chlal. So Bar Kochach Zog Taisus, we have to Mefarish, the Matzil and Oisan means we're going to save the Raidif. We're going to save the Raidif from doing a Maisa Aveira by killing him himself. And as I state also in Rashi in our Mishnah, Zog Rashi ve'elu shematzil and Oisan min ha'aveira, benafshon nitnu laharig l'chol adam kedei la'atzilon min ha'aveira. So Rashi also clearly learns like this, Taisvis, which comes out that the pshat of Matzil and Oisan is talking about Hatzolas ha'Raidif from the Aveira and not Hatzolas ha'Nirdaf. Ad Khan, the Pshat, the Maskona of Taisvis and Rashi. Just Taisvis Lamaisa afterwards, Bleib Shver, because it does not stim with something that's written in the Gemara. Because when the Gemara talks about Hatzolas Naira Hamarasa, the Lashon of the Gemara is Naira Hamarasa, Nitan Lehatzilah Benafshay. Lehatzilah is a Lashon Akeva. So obviously we're talking about Hatzolas Naira, which is Hatzolas Anirdaf. Frek Taisvis, this isn't consistent with the pshat that's mavur in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the Lashon Hatzolah is a reference to the Raidif, and over here we see that the Gemara is using that Lashon of Hatzolah in regards to Lahatzilah, which is the Nirdaf, and Taisus does not answer. Now, although we can't answer Taisus' kasha to explain the inconsistency in the Lashon from the Mishnah to the Gemara, but akopanim we could explain why is it that be'emes the Gemara changes and the Gemara uses the Lashon of Lahatzilah in regards to the Nair Hamurasa, the Nirdaf, when talking about that case. And the pshat is pashit, because the Gemara says that the makar to the halacha that you could kill a raidif by Naira Murasa is from the braisa that says, Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, Ve'ein Moshiyallah, Ha Yesh Moshiyallah, B'chol Dover Sheyuchal Ha'ishiyah. So we learn from the pasuk of Ve'ein Moshiyallah that says the Naira Murasa screamed and there's nobody that can possibly save her, that if there was somebody to possibly save her, in any which way, even if it involves killing the raidif, we would be obligated to actually save her. So from the context of the Pasuk, we see that we're talking about Yeshua San Hatzolah San Nirdaf, which is why the Gemara uses the Lashon of Lahatzilah Benafshay. And this also Lamaisa stims with the Tana of our Mishnah, which holds that the whole Halach of Raidif is only in a case where the Nirdaf is going to suffer from a Pagam, or he's going to be killed. So all of that stims with the Geder that it's a Din of Hatzolah San Nirdaf. Now, in the Mishnah that speaks out that there would be a Havamina, that even a Raidif L'chalas HaShabbos V'lavet Avet Zorah, also the Halach would be that you kill the Raidif, there Bachrech, we'd have to be Mefarish, the Nusach of Matzil and Eitz Menafshan, as the Inner of Atzolas HaRaidif Mena Avera. But L'maskana, that we don't say it in those cases, and only say it in a case of Pagam and Hariga, we can explain the Lashon Hatzolah as a reference to Atzolas HaNirdaf. That's why there's a Chiluk in the Lashon HaMishnah, as Rashi explains, and in the Lashon HaGemara. However, Taisus Ha'ara still remains Shver because of the fact that in one Sugya Mineu Bey, there's an inconsistency in the Pashuta Havana of the Lashon of Matzilin Oisan. Now, it could be Moisef a Murray Dika Ha'ara on this. The shita of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Reb Elezer Reb Shimon, as Mavur and the Gemara later on the Fine Gimel Amud Beis and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, they hold not like the Tana of our Mishnah, and they hold that even a Oved of Avodah Zarah is also Nitin Latzila Ben Afshay, and Reb Elezer Reb Shimon is Maisif Mechalas HaShabbos as well. They Al Korchach learn that it's not a din of Atzolos and Nirdaf, but rather it's a din of Atzolos HaReidef Mina Avera, because in those cases there is no Nirdaf Bechlal. Now the Gemara later on the Fine Dalet Amud Aleph says, what's the makor to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? He learns a kal v'chomer. Uma pgam hedyet nitn latzila b'nafshay, pgam gavoya lekol shekein. If pgam hedyet, which is a reference to the pgam of an ayra marasa, if there we say that even though she's just a hedyet ba'alma, the halacha of killing the reidif applies, for sure pgam gavoya, which is the inyan of avodah zarah, which is pegim kaviyachal shemayim, there for sure there's an inyan of killing the reidif. And the Gemara explains that he holds Einshim Min Hadin. Now, when the Gemara says that Pagam Gavaya is Nitin Latzila Ben Avshay, the Gemara obviously does not mean Nitin Lahatzolas HaNirdaf. There's no Inyan Kaviyachal to save the Gavaya, to save Kvayt Shemayim from the Raidif. But rather, it's an Inyan of saving the perpetrator, saving the Raidif from Chas V'Shalom being over and being Pagim Gavaya. So if he makes such a Kavachaymer from Naira Marasa, obviously, he understands that by Naira Marasa as well, we're not saving the Naira Marasa from the Pagam, who's the Nirdaf, but rather we're saving the Raidif from being over the Savera of being Pagim, the Naira Hamurasa. And although it's learned out from the Pasuk of Ein Mashiach, which the Pashto says is an Inyan of Yeshua San Nirdaf, that's just the Makar to this Halacha. We learn from there that we can possibly save her, i.e. killing the Raidif. But the actual Gedr Hadin, that we can kill the Raidif, is not mitzad Yeshua Svatzolas HaNirdaf, but rather it's mitzad Hatzolas HaRoidaf from being over the Pagam. So it turns out that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the Tana of our Mishnah have two different ways of understanding the gather of the din of Hatzolas Naira HaMarasa. The Tana of our Mishnah holds Hatzolas Naira HaMarasa is Hatzolas HaNirdaf, like the Pashas of the Pasuk of Meshiyallah, whereas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Bech Reach, if he's able to darshan such a Kal V'chomer, he must hold that even by Naira HaMarasa, the Gedr Adin is a din of Hatzolas HaRoidaf. This is extremely meduyik in the Shini HaLashon, which could be found in the Braisa brought down on the Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, versus the Braisa from Shimon Bar Yochai on the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. The Braisa on the Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph says, like we quoted, Nitan Lahatzilah Benafshay. It's a din Hatzolas HaNaira. Whereas the Lashon from Shimon Bar Yochai and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is Pagam Hedyet, which is referring to the Pagam of Naira Marasa, Nitan Lahatzi Loi Benafshay. It's Hatzolas HaRoidaf and not Hatzolas HaNirdaf. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai L'shitasai, which because of that, he can learn out the Kal V'chomer from Hatzolas HaRoidaf of Naira Marasa to Hatzolas HaRoidaf of Avodah Zarah. Ad kan this shtickel. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara asks, Minayin L'Roidaf Achar Chaveir L'Hargai Shanitin L'Tzila B'Nafshay. And the Gemara looks for a pasuk as a makar to this halacha. Frek Taisus with the V'Ramaschal Af, why do we need a makar? Hare, the Gemara earlier on the Fayin Beis brings a pasuk in regards to Baba Machteris, Vahuka Vameis, which tells us that any person can kill a Baba Machteris. And we know that the Yisayt of Baba Machteris is because we're Chayshah that's going to evolve to a point where the Baba Machteris is going to kill the Balabayas. So this should be the Makar to the din that we could kill a Raidif. Emfer Taisus is Elishainai, V'yei Shleimar, the Hasam Rishus. Over there by Baba Machteris, it's just a reshus and it's mutter to kill Baba Machteris. Dash me'inan kra de'ein le'domim. Aval hacha by us, kamash velon de'chayv la'hatzel. We're looking for a pasuk that teaches us that not only is a mutter to kill the Raidif, it's even a chiv to kill the Raidif. Which is why the Gemara brings the pasuk of lo'isamet al damrei echa, or the pasuk of ein Mashiach, to teach you that that's what we have to do. Now, the pashas of Taisus is mashma, and as I state in kamach reinim, ayin afikayam chelik bei simen mem, Ayin Divri Yecheskel Simchav Gimel, and many more, that lemaisa this chilek does remain, that there's a difference between Baba Machteris and Raidif. A Baba Machteris is only a Rashus Lahargai, like the Lashon HaPasuk of Ein Laidamim, whereas by a Raidif there's actually a Chayva Lahatzel. And that stems with the Shitas HaRambam, like we remarich Be'ez Hashem in the Shir for Daf Ayin Beis, that the Rambam in Hilchas Reitzeach Perak Aleph tells us clearly that Mitzuvin Lahargai, every Raidif you're Chayiv to kill, whereas in regards to Baba Machteris, he says in Hilchas Gneva Vaveda, Periktes, that it's only a Rishus Lahargai and Ein Laidamim. And what's the Pshat in this Chilik? So he explained Be'ez Hashem in the previous year, because a Baba Machteres is not yet in the matzav of being a Raidif. Presently, right now, he's not holding by killing the Balabayas. If the Balabayas is not Maimed Atzim El Mamaynai, he'll just steal and leave. It's only in the event that the Balabayas decides to be Maimed Atzim El Mamaynai that the Baba Machteres has this backup plan to kill the Balabayas. Because in the present matzav he's not a Raidif, the Rambam holds that his din differs from a real Raidif. Every Raidif is a matzav of Pikuach Nefesh, so it's a mitzvah right now to be matzal the Nirdaf, whereas by Baba Machteres there's no mitzvah, it's just a reshus and it's Ein Leidomim. That's the Shitas HaRambam, and that's the Pashtus of our Taisvus as well. However, Ayin in the Sefer, Taisvus Yom Kippurim, Lemaram Chagiz, and Masech the Yuma Daf Pehei, that he says it can't possibly be that this is Kavanas HaTaisvus. Because the Gemara over there on Yuma Daf Pehei says, the Fishitas Rabbi Shmuel, that the makar to the fact that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos can be learned out from Baba Machteres. If the Torah says that we can kill somebody, which is a terrible Avera, because Ritzicha is Geirim, Sheyestalak Shechina Yisrael, on account of Pikuach Nefesh, so definitely we can also be Machal Shabbos on account of Pikuach Nefesh. Taina to Taisus Yom Kippurim, obviously imkain, that Baba Machteres is considered Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, which is a mitzvah to go ahead and kill him. Because if it was only a reshus and it wasn't really considered a case of pikuach nefesh, this would not be a makar to the fact that there's a mitzvah to be machal Shabbos for every pikuach nefesh. Be'achreach zok to Taisus Yom Kippurim, the Taisus just means to say that there would be a havamina if not for the pasuk by Raidif that Baba Machteres it's only a reshus to kill and not a mitzvah. But once there's a pasuk by Raidif which tells us that there's a mitzvah to kill, who had din avad be Baba Machteres, there is also a mitzvah to kill because he has a regular Shem Raidif. Now, Lemaisa, this remains to be very shver in the Shitas HaRambam, which holds that Halacha Lemaisa, a Baba Machteres, it's only a Rishus Laharik, and there is no mitzvah. The Ayin v'chidush Reb Shmuel Simen Tes Vav, and also b'shiuri Reb Shmuel, and in other Achreinim that are Mayrech to be Miyash of Shitas HaRambam, v'ein kan mekoymai Laharik. Ad kan this shtickle, two Pirushim and Taisvis, whether the maskana above Machteres is just a reshus or even a chiyuv. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. In regards to the ikra din of Raidif, Reb Chaim in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, Hilchas Reitzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, has a suffix. His first side is that the Etzem Halacha that we're out to save the Nirdaf, that's the regular Halacha that we find in Kol Torah Kula of Pikuach Nefesh. The only Chiddush that the Torah is teaching us in the sugi of Raidif is that on account of Pikuach Nefesh of the Nirdaf, we're going to go ahead and be Mechayiv the Raidif to be killed. Meaning that we're more concerned with the Pikuach Nefesh of the Nirdaf than that of the Raidif. That's his first side. The second side is that no, there's a Din Mechudish of Hatzolas on Nirdaf, which is Neschadish in the Parsha of Raidif. Even the Etzem fact that we're out to save the Nirdaf, that's not just because of the din of Pikuach Nefesh, which is found in Kol Torah Kula. That's a new din which the Torah is machadish, to be matzal the nirdaf from the hand of the Raidif. Those are Reb Chaim's two tzadim. And Reb Chaim is pleasured like the second tzad. And he brings two rayas. One raya is, because the Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Zayin says, that the halacha of Raidif applies even to Ben Noach. Now Reb Chaim assumes that the general klal of Pikuach Nefesh, which is learned from the pasuk of Achai Behem, that's only by Ben Yisrael. Ben Noach doesn't have the din of Pikuach Nefesh. If, nevertheless, he has the din of Raidif, Bal Karchach, that this is a new din, which the Torah is Machadish, of Atzalos HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidif. And the second raya that Reb Chaim brings is from our sugya. If the Ikra Makar to the din that we kill a Raidif comes from Naira HaMurasa, by Naira HaMurasa, when we're saving her from undergoing the Pagam of the Aveira, there's no inin of Pikuach Nefesh of Kol Torah Kula. Nevertheless, the klal of Raidif applies. Be'achreach, the etzem din lahatzalas and nirdaf miyad a Raidif, that's a din mechudish, and the Torah is mechadish that bain in regards to a nirdaf to be killed, and bain in regards to a nirdaf for pgam and for avera. There's another mayridika raya to this sad from Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchas Reitzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Zok Rav Shach, we mentioned in the past, that the halacha that a Baba Machteres can be killed, there's a machlekes reshainim if a Baba Machteres is actually a Raidif, or a Baba Machteres is just nidan al shem soifai, and we give him the same halacha as a Raidif, although in actuality, we don't look at it as a present matziv of Radifa and Pikuach Nefesh. And the Shitas HaRambam is clear, like we mentioned, that above machteris is not yet a matzav of pikuach nefesh, which is why there's no mitzvah to kill above machteris. It's only a rishos. Zok Rav Shach, lefi the first sad of Rav Chaim, that the din of roidif is a din of pikuach nefesh as found in Kol Teri Kula, that would mean to say that the halacha of roidif isn't really a roidif tikadin. It's a din pikuach nefesh. The Torah is just teaching us that the din of pikuach nefesh is doiche nafshei shel haroidif. But the ikar din mitzad atzmai is the din of pikuach nefesh. If the din is sacha kol a din of pikuach nefesh, that's something which is impossible to apply, calls man we are not yet in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. Is it pikuach nefesh or isn't it pikuach nefesh? We cannot say because al shem soifei there's going to be a pikuach nefesh, they're ready today, it should have dinei pikuach nefesh, it's not pikuach nefesh. Only if we say like the other tzad of Reb Chaim, that be'etzem there is a halacha mitzad hilchas reidif, lahatzel asanirdaf b'chayev shel haraidif, then there's a makom to say that the Torah already placed dinei reidif, even at the point of Baba Machteris, where essentially he's not really doing a Maiser Redifa yet, but Al Shem Soifai, they gave him Dine Redif today. Because there are Halachas Mitzad Redif per se. So the Torah placed on him Hilchas Redif. And it would make sense that a Din Misa is already Chal today. But again, if it was just a Din of Pikuach Nefesh, that's something which it's impossible to give, because man, there is no present Matzav of a Sakana. And that would be impossible to say that a Baba Machteris Al Shem Soifai should already have a halacha of pikuach nefesh. Ad kan, the deep lom d'sharaya of Rav Shach to the mahalach of Rav Chaim. Now, be'emes, there's a very big kash on the mahalach of Rav Chaim, and that's based on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pehe, which we mentioned earlier. The Gemara is clear, lefi Rabbi Shmuel, that the entire makar that pikuach nefesh is doiches a Shabbos and kol teri kula is from the halacha of Baba Machteris. And the Gemara says, because if pikuach nefesh is doiche even the aver of ritzicha, which can be gairim shetestalak shchinim Yisrael, definitely it's also doiche es Shabbos. Harei lehedya, that the basis to be able to kill a Baba Machteris is machmas techashivas of the Indian of pikuach nefesh. Nalek Rav Chaim says that be'emes pikuach nefesh would not be enough, and it's only mitzad the special halacha of lahatzel esanirdaf miyad haroidef. This is the tmiya that the Chazanish and Gilyonis Chazanish, and Rav Shach as well, over there in Avi Ezri, are matmiya on Rav Chaim. So be'emes though, it comes out that there's really a stira from all the Gemaras. Because mitzad echad, we have the Gemara in Yuma Pehe, as mentioned, that learns that the Baba Machteris is coming mitzad the Chashivas of Pikuach Nefesh. Mitzad sheni, we have Rav Chaim's Rayas that it's not Machmas Pikuach Nefesh, first of all, from a Benoyach who has a din of Reidif, even though he doesn't have the din of Pikuach Nefesh. And secondly, from Naira Murasa, which has a din of Reidif, even though there's no Pikuach Nefesh in regards to Naira Murasa. So all these Gemaras are Tzrich and Bir, how we can be Misadar them to stem with each other. Now, Luchayre, if you look in Rav Chaim, it's clear that he's coming to Bavar in this question. Because when Rav Chaim says that the halacha is that you can kill a Reidif, Machmas a new din of Atzolas and Nirdaf, he doesn't say that it's only Machmas the din of Atzolas and Nirdaf. He says that it's besides for the din of Pikuach Nefesh of Kol Teri Kula, there is also a din of Atzolah of a Nirdaf. So it's Mashal from Rav Chaim that Be'etzem we need them both. And the explanation to this is as follows. Because there are two issues over here. Mitzad Echad, there's an issue that we're being Doiche Nefesh Mepnei Nefesh. We're choosing to protect the Nirdaf at the expense of the life of the Reidif. This halacha that we could be doicha nefesh mipnei nefesh, that's Dr. B'chaim, that doesn't come from the regular halacha of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh wouldn't give us the right to choose the nirdaf over the raidaf. That's only because there's a din mechudish of hatzolas anirdaf miyad haraidaf. That's din number one. But besides for that, there's also an inyan of the chaymer of the avera. Lemaisa, like Rabbi Shmuel says, ritzicha is an avera chamura. It's goyim shar testalik shchina meyisrael. Why would we go ahead and be over that Avera Chamura? There has to be something lefanenu that's chashev enough which warrants that we should go ahead and be over that Avera Chamura Ritzicha. That's the inyan of Pikuach Nefesh. And if Pikuach Nefesh is chashev enough to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to even do an Avera Ritzicha, Zok Rabbi Shmuel, it's also chashev enough to do the Avera of Achilul Shabbos. But that's mitzad the Chaymrei HaAvera. But at the same time, we also need the Halacha of Atzolos HaNirdaf in order to give us the right to prefer the chayim of the nirdaf over the chayim of the raidif. These are two things which we need at the same time. And now let's go to the gemaras that Reb Chaim brings. This that Reb Chaim brings, that there's a din of raidif by a benayach, And Rav Chaim shows that even though there's no din pekuach nefesh by benayach, still there's a din of atzolas and yerdaf. That's his raya. And we asked, how does that shim with the Gemara in Yumadaf Pehei that says that the only right to kill by a raidif is because of the chashivas of the inyan of pekuach nefesh? But the answer is, we only need the chashivas of the inyan of pekuach nefesh if we're coming to be doicha, the aver chamura of ritzicha, which is gayim shetastalik shchinim Yisrael. Being that killing a benayach doesn't have the problem, so it doesn't need the antidote of the chashivas of pekuach nefesh bachlal. It just needs the regular klal that the nefesh of the raidif is nidchem ibnei nafshe shala right nirdaf because of the din of atzolas hanirdaf. And therefore that gemara is asi shapar tuva lefi Reb Chaim. What about the gemara that says that there's a din of raidif even by nari marasa? L'chayra over there, we are being over the vera of killing a ben Yisrael, which is gairim l'shchinesh et astalak Yisrael, even though we don't have the chashivas of pekuach nefesh. So to understand that, we first have to be makdim a shayla of the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Shabbos, Perech of Dalet, Halacha Zayin. The Mishnah Lamelech declares, this that we find that the halacha is that we can kill a raidif even on Shabbos, is that true specifically by a raidif that's coming to do Ritzicha? And the inyan of Pekuach Nefesh is what allows us to be Deicha Shabbos. Or that's true also in regards to the halacha of a raidif achar Naira Murasa. Maybe there as well, we can kill the raidif on Shabbos, even though there is no pekuach nefesh. That's the Mishnah Melech Shaila, and it brings a raya from a riff in Masechta Pesachim that says mefurish that even by a raidif achar nayar marasa or shara rayas, there too we can kill the raidif even on Shabbos. Now l'chayre, we can bring a mefurish a raya to this from this Gemara in Masechta Yuma Daf Pehei. If Rabbi Shmuel tells us that the makar of the pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos is from the fact that pekuach nefesh is doicha ritzicha by Baba Machteres, because ritzicha is so chomer that it's goyim shchina shetestalach Mizrael, so definitely if it could be doicha ritzicha, it could be doicha Shabbos as well. We see from Rabbi Shmuel that there's a formula: anything that's doicha the aver of ritzicha is doicha Shabbos as well. Imkain by raidif achar nayar marasa, which that's also doicha ritzicha, so that definitely should also be doicha Shabbos. L'chayre, this is a raya brura to Shita Sarif, but tzarech in ksas, why the Mishnah Lamelech himself doesn't bring this raya. Maybe because it's only Shita's Rabbi Yishmael. Al kapanim, if this is true, so be'emes we have to understand why be'emes is the halacha that a raidif achar nayar marasa we can kill and we can be doicha Shabbos. It doesn't have the chashivas of pikuach nefesh. So be'achreyach, just like there's the inyan of chashivas of pikuach nefesh, so too there's the inyan of chashivas of saving the Nayar Marasa or Shar Arayas from that Pagam. And that Inyan Chashuv is strong enough to go against the Avera Chamura of Ritzicha, and Memela also against the Avera of Chilul Shabbos. Nachzor to the Raya of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is being chayker whether or not the halacha that we kill a Raidef is because of the Din of Pekuach Nefesh, or there's a new Din of Atzolas HaNirdef Miyad HaRaidef. Zog Reb Chaim, if the aside of the din of Raidif is learned from Nayar Marasa, and by Nayar Marasa you don't have the din of Pekuach Nefesh, it can't be that the basis to the din of being Deiche Nafshe Shala Raidif Bepnei Nafshe Shala Nirdaf, it comes from the din of Pekuach Nefesh. Because if we're learning out Ritzicha from Nayar Marasa, Ritzicha has the din of Pekuach Nefesh, Nayar Marasa does not have the din of Pekuach Nefesh. Now that does not mean that Nayar Marasa doesn't have its chashivas, but Al Kapanim, the din of Pekuach Nefesh is not found by Nayar Marasa. Imkain, if we were learning out one from the other, there must be that there's some common denominator that applies by both, which allows us to say that the same din, which is Nimtza by Nayar Marasa, is Nimtza by Ritzicha as well. Therefore, Zok Reb Chaim Bechreich, it's a din lahatzel es anirdaf miyad araydif, ukel ashayne shol Reb Chaim, dahav e din befnei atzmei din hatzol asher nirdaf, im lahariga, im laharayis. They're all one big klal, because they have a common denominator of lahatzol es anirdaf. Now, besides for that, like we said, we need a separate inyan that there's a cheshivas to this hatzola, either machmas pikuach nefesh by Ritzicha, or machmas hatzol es apgam by Nayar Marasa, which is going to allow us to be over the Avera Chamura of Ritzicha, like Rabbi Shmuel says. But that's not the Ikar Din of Raidif, which tells us that we're Deich and Nafshe Shala Raidif, Mipnei Nafshe Shala Nirdaf, because of the new Din of Atzolas HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidif. Ad Kan the Beer of Divrei Reb Chaim, and the explanation how all the Gemaras stem together. And now let's go on to the next Inyan. We mentioned in the previous Shir, the Chakira Gedayla, that the Gedayla Chreinim ask, how to understand the din of raidif. Is it just a halacha of atzolas hanirdaf? And if you're Reb Chaim, that's not the regular halacha of pekuach nefesh, it's a new din of atzola, but al kapanim, it's a din lahatzolas hanirdaf. or it's chalid in einish on the raidif. And the first one to clear the shaila is the Naidib Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Chelech Chayshem Mishpat Simen Samach. Now there are many rayas throughout the sugya lekan ulekan, and we're going to mention some of them bekitzur. The Naidib Yehuda, as we mentioned in the previous year, brings a raya that it's a din einish from our Gemara on the Fayin Gimel and of a Gemara on the Fayin Dalet. The Gemara in both these places applies the klal of ein einshem and a din. When the Gemara tries learning out a Kal V'Chomer to teach us that there's a din of Raidif, says the Gemara, we can't learn that because of Ein Einshin Min Adin. Zag the Naidib Yehuda, Bechreach, it's an Einish. If it's just a din Hatzala, that we can learn out from a Kal V'Chomer. That's one Rai of the Naidib Yehuda. But a Rai for Kerzog the Naidib Yehuda is from the Gemara earlier on Dafayin Beis Amid Beis, which brings down the memory of Rav Huna that says that a Katan that's Raidif also has a din of Raidif. Now a Katan is not a Bar Einshin, Bechreach, it's not a din Einish, it's just a din of Hatzalas Hanirdaf. The ayin and the shir on the Fayin Beis that we spoke about, Ayyad Ramah, Ba'arichas, what he says on this inyan. The Naidib Yehuda comes out, Lemaisa, that Be'emes, it's mitli tali in the Machlaikas of Brises, whether or not Raidif is Tzarech Hasra or Ein Tzarech Hasra. The Brises that says, the Machtarte Zui Hasra Asai, which is also the Shita of Rav Huna, that says that Raidif is Ein Tzarech Hasra, the pshat in that is because Raidif is a din of Hatzalas Hanirdaf and it's not a din Einish. But the brisa that's mashma, according to one third in the Gemara, that Raidif does need a Asra, that's going, according to the Mahalach, that Raidif is a Dinainish. And our Gemara on the Fayin Gimel, and the Gemara later on the Fayin Dalet, that says that Ein Einshin Min Adin, that's going, according to this son and that brisa that holds that the Din of Raidif is a Din Einish. Adkan, the Shita of the Naidib Yehuda on the Inyan. Reb Chaim, in the mentioned Shtickel, in Hilchas Reitzeach, Perek Aleph, he starts off as a Dover Pashit that Avada the Ikar Din is a Din of Hatzalas and Irdaf. And his Rai is from the Gemara later on the Fayin Dalet that brings down the memory of Yenis and Menshol that says that Raidav Shay Raidav Achar Chaver Lahargoi Biyachal Hatzilai Be'echad Me'evarav that he's not allowed to kill him. Be'echreach that the whole Din is a Din Lahatzalas and Irdaf, which is why if it's not necessary Lahatzalas and Irdaf that he's not allowed to kill him. Now, connected this Rai from Reb Chaim, there's an answer from Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Shiurim of Sechta Psachim, Eis Reish Aleph. Zok Rabbi Chanan, that if you have a situation where Be'emes, we don't have to kill the Raidif, we just have to take off one of his Eivarim, we don't look at the whole goof of the Raidif as having a Shem Raidif. It's just that Eivar, which is vital for the Maisa Retzicha, which is Nitan Latzile Be'echem Eivar, by taking away that Eivar, that's the Eivar which has a Shem Raidif. But the rest of the Nefesh of the Raidif does not have a Shem Raidif Bechlal. This is a Mechudashtik way of looking at it, that we don't look at the person as a whole, as one big Shem Raidif. Rather, we look at only the pertinent parts which are causing the Ritzicha to happen. They're the Chalakim that have a Shem Raidif, which is why the Aver has a Din Raidif, and it's Nitin Latzile Be'echem Me'evarav, but not the entire person. Reb Chaim obviously did not look at it this way, which is why he has the Raya that it must be that it's a Din of Hatzalas Hanirdaf. Now, many Achrayim have a big arichas about this inyan. Ayin Afika Yam Chelik Bei Simen Mem. Ayin Achiezer Chelik Aleph Evin Ezer Simen Yud Ches. Ayin Ar Sameach Hilchas Reitzeach Perak Aleph Alach Yud Gimel. Vishar Achrayim as well. And we're going to mention some of the rayas. One of the rayas is because there's a machlekas for Shainim whether or not a Raidif Begrama has a Alach of a Raidif or not. Ayin Bibir Agra in Simen Shin Pei Ches of Katan Ayin Dalid. That brings Rayas, Lakan or Lakan. That's Zogendach Reinim, that's Mitli Tali in the previous Shaila. If it's a din of an Einish, then it's only possible if the Raidif is doing a Maisa be a Dayim. If it's just Begrama, he doesn't deserve an Einish. But if it's an Inin of Atzalas or Nirdaf, as long as the Nirdaf is Besakana, even if the Raidif is not doing it be a Dayim, then the din of Atzala applies and we may kill the Raidif. Another Inin is a Machlaikis that we mentioned in the Shir for the Fayin Beis between the Maharsha and the Bir Agra, whether or not it's dafk if the Raidif is doing it bekavana ubemezid or not. The Shitas of Marsha earlier on the Fayin Beis is dafk a Raidif bemezid we kill. However, the Bir Agra over there in Simen Shin Pei Ches, Sifkat and Ayin Dalet, disagrees. And that's also Mitli Tali in that Shaila, Zogendach Reinim. If we say that it's a din of an Einish, then we can understand Shitas Marsha that says that it's only bemakam where the Raidif is doing it bemezid. But if we say that it's an Inin of Atzolos and Nirdaf, then we'll have to say that the halacha is like the Bir Agra, that as long as the Nirdaf is Bisakana, we may kill the Raidif to save him, whether or not the Raidif is B'mezid or B'kavana or not. Lemaisa, there's a very strong raya from our sugya that's in and of an einish, which the achrayim bring. The raya is from the Gemara later on the Fayin Dalet that says that Raidif has a din of kimle with the rabbinay. And so too, every Baba Machteris, as is Mavur in the Mishnah on the Fayin Bezim and Aleph, also has a din of kimle with the rabbinay, and he's Pater on Mamon. Zogin the achrayim, the halach of kimle with the rabbinay is only there if the misa is coming mitzad an einish. That's where the Torah tells us that if there's an Einish Misa, or there should be an Einish Misa, there's a Ptura of Mammon. But if it's just a halacha that we may kill the Raidif in order to do Hatzolos Anirdaf, that wouldn't bring the halacha of Kimle Ravine, and that would not pata the Mammon Bechlal. Be'chreach Gomor, that is Chalad in Einish, a Chi of Misa on the Raidif. On account of this, many of these Achrayim want to say that Be'emes, every Raidif, can possibly have both Dinim. There's a din of Atzolos on Nirdav, which tells us that to save the Nirdav, we should kill the Raidif. And then there's another halacha that is chal echi of Misa on the Raidif, mitzad an einish. Sometimes we have both, and sometimes we only have one. In a case where it's be a daima b'mezid, we can have both the din of Atzolos on Nirdav and the din of einish. But sometimes, like b'makom where it's just a grama, or it's not b'mezid, there's just a din of Atzolos on Nirdav, and there's no din of an einish. And so too by a katan. And this, that there is a din of kimle with the ravine, that behemoth only applies in those cases where there's also the element of einish. But in a case where lemarshal it's b'shegig or b'grama, that there's only an din of atzalas and nirdav and there's no din of an einish, there behemoth there would not be a luck of kimle with the ravine, and if he was neschayev mammon at that time, he's actually going to have to pay the mammon. Ad kan divrei achrayim, this is a tremendous chiddush to learn out of one sugya and one parsha of Raidif, two totally separate dinim. But that's what they're machriach, mikoyach, all the rayas, lekan u lekan. Now, Rab Chaim, in the shtickle that we mentioned previously, in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, he says a line which pulls it all together and makes that it's really one din only. Nevertheless, it has within it both elements, the inyan of Atzolos and Nirdav, and the inyan of a chiyuv, which is chal on the Raidif. And we mentioned his words in the previous shir as well, in the shir to the Ayin Beis. V'zel l'shoyn kotcher of Reb Chaim. Nihi de ikr din raidif hu hatzolos eshal nirdaf. The ikr din of raidif, the shayrish of the din, is hatzolah of the nirdaf. Mikol makayim, hod delay dainina nalei, hach de ein doichen nefesh mipnei nefesh, havadai de have din chiyuva beraidif. That means that this, that the hatzolos eshal nirdaf tells us that we can choose to save the Nirdaf, even at the expense of the life of the Raidif, that Be'echreach is a din chiyuv, which is chal on the Raidif. Which means that Be'emes, there are two steps to the halacha. The Iker Shairish Adin is that the Torah tells us we have to save the Nirdaf. Just having to save the Nirdaf mitzad Atzmai can tell us that on account of that, we can go ahead and kill the Raidif. If the Torah takes it to the next level and says, yes, save the Nirdaf, even B'chayev Shal HaRaidif, Be'achreich, with that, ayidei the din of Atzolos HaNirdaf, the Torah is making that there's a din chiyuva on the Raidif that he should be killed in order to save their Nirdaf. Ad kan dvarav shal Reb Chaim. So it starts with a din Atzolah, and it ends that for the purpose of that Atzolah, it's chal a din chiyuva on the Raidif. Note that Reb Chaim doesn't use the terminology einish, but rather it's a din chiyuva in order to facilitate the Atzolos HaNirdaf even at the expense of Chayav Shel HaRaidif. This is going to pull all the questions together and answer them all. This that the Nayi Yehuda asks, how can we say in Einshem and Adin? Reb Chaim obviously holds that the klal of in Einshem and Adin is in regards to anything that has a Shem Chiyuv. Even if it's not coming Mishreirish of an Einish per se, we cannot do that by Kal V'chaimer because it's a Chiyuv. Now for a full treating on the Indian of Einshem and Adin and the Svaris that pertain to it, Ayin and the Nayi Yehuda over there in Chelek Chayshin Mishpat Simen Samach, in the Haggah of the Ben HaMachaber, that he brings down a famous Machlekes for Achrayim, the Marsha in Sanhedrin of Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and the Sefer Midas Aaron, how to understand the Ikrainian of Einan Shemin Adin, and Kubi will be mitli tali in that, whether or not Einan Shemin Adin is davka by something that's mamish and einish, or by anything that's a chiyuv. Ve'ein kan mekayim laharech umar makam anilach. This that mitzad sheni, the Nayi Yehuda brings a raya from the fact that a katan has a din raidif, that be'achreich it's not a din einish, that also stems with Reb Chaim, because be'emes it's not an inyan of an einish per se. It's just a chalais chiyuv that's chalak a kafta de gavra in order to be able to be matzal sanirdaf, that he has a din that his nefesh is nidche. that's possible to be chal on the nefesh of a katan as well, as we were mayrich in the previous year. In regards to the machlekes, whether or not a reidif is tzarech hasra or ain tzarech hasra, that stems according to Reb Chaim, because yesh lachkar, which that's the machlekes atanam, possibly according to one teretz of the Gemara, whether or not this din chiyuva that the reidif has nitchem epnei nafshei shel anirdaf, is that require hasra ahead of time or not? And so too, in regards to Reb Chaim's raya himself, that it must be a din of atzala, otherwise it would apply even b'makim where it's nitin latzila bechem ne'evarev, that's definitely barer, because the shreirish of the whole din is a din of atzala, and that progresses, and out of there grows out a halacha of a chiyuv that his nafshay is going to be nitchem b'pnei nafshay shel hanirdaf. Now, in regards to the nidainim of the achreinim and the rishainim, whether or not it's dafka b'mezid, or whether or not it's dafka b'yadayim and apa grama, that can also be both ways understood according to Reb Chaim. Now that the Torah is being mechadish, that there's a din chiyuva on the reidif, which makes that his nefesh will be nitchem b'nei nafshay shel hanirdaf, yesh ladon, whether that din chiyuv is even though the reidif himself is not mechavin, or even b'makim where the reidif is doing a redifa b'grama. And there's a makim for both shitas, according to the understanding of Reb Chaim. And finally, in regards to the halacha of kimei b'derav minei, that obviously Reb Chaim holds that any chayvas misa, that nafshay is nitches mipnei nafshay shel hanirdaf, that could give a din of kimnei b'derav minei to pater mamin. It doesn't have to be coming mishreirish and mitam einish. It could be coming b'shreirish because of a din of atzolos hanirdaf. But being that the Torah l'maisa was machayev, that this reidif should be killed mipnei nafshay shel hanirdaf, that also has within it the din of kimnei b'derav minei. Ad kan the mahalach of Reb Chaim, which is miyashiv all the gemaris and all the rayas ze im ze. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. There's a very interesting kasha in our sugya from the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Ches Ois Yud. The Gemara is mavur that the only time we say that we can kill a reidif is only if he's reidif achar erva, which is chayvi krisis or chayvi misis bezdin. But a kohen gadol that's reidif achar almana, or definitely somebody that's on his way to do stam and avera ba'alma, there is no din to kill him. The Gemara says in Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and other places in the Shas as well, that a person who refuses to be Makayim and Mitzvah Saseh is Makan Oisei Atra Teitzei Nafshei. So we see that always, in order to ensure that a person is Makayim Ritzoin HaBayrei, we can hit him, even to the point of actually killing him. So every time we have a situation where a person is Reidif Achar HaChayve Lavin, like Almana being Reidif after a Kohen Gadol, or any Isser for that matter, that should be included in the general klal of Makan Oisei Atra Teitzei Nafshei to ensure that he's not over the Avera. So be'emes, we always have a din that we can kill a reidif if there's no other choice. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, first of all, it seems that the hanach of the Minchas Chinuch is that the Lashon Makan Oisei Atra Teitzei Nafshei is to be taken literally, mamish, until you actually kill him. But the emes is that that's not so pashut, because the Shita in Masechet Ksubos Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph brings down B'Shem Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina that Atra Teitzei Nafshei is not to be taken literally. It just means that we weaken him to a point where he's going to be Makayim the Mitzvah. The fear of any Yaina, there's no Makam for the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, because it's only by a real Raidif that the Allah is that you actually kill him. Now the Etzem Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch is based on the Hanacha that he has over there, that just like Chazal say in regards to someone who's not doing a Mitzvah Saseh, Makan Oisei Atra Teitzei Nafshei, so too in regards to being Mafer someone that wants to be Iver an Isser. But that's not so Pashit. The Ktsais and Meshaiviv Nesivis at the end of Simon Gimel, he brings down Gufra from our Gemara that this is a Raya that the Halach of Makan Oisei Atra Teitzei Nafshei is only in regards to Mitzvah Saseh. But in regards to Lois Saseh, except for the case of a Raidif Achar Naira Maras or the like, we are not going to kill him. And the Pshati says, it's because Be'emes, an Aseh is more Chomer than a Lois Saseh. And he says, Umeizeh Hoichichu Balei Musar Arishainim, the Aseh Chamira Meilais Aseh. And the Chayris Kavan is to the Ramban in Parashas Yisroi, Kapitel Chaf, Pasuk Ches. And the Ramban is Mayrich in this Inyan, and he brings a Raya also from the fact that an essay is Deicha Alais Aseh. Lefi this, there's no Mokam Bechlal to the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Al Kapanim, the Minchas Chinuch, who does ask the Kasha, he says that the answer is that there are a number of Chilukim between the Klal of Makan Oisei Atra Teitzei Nafshei versus the Halacha of a Raidif where you kill the Raidif. First of all, he says, the Halacha of a Raidif, lefi his shita, is even b'makim where the raidif is a shegeg. And he brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara in the Fayin Beis Amud Beis says that a katan also has a halacha of a raidif. Zot the Minchas Chinuch that a vada includes even a katan ben yoimai. Only an uber, like the Gemara says, mishamayi karat filei, he's the smite from having a din of raidif. But anything more than an uber has a din of raidif, even though we cannot dan that he's amazed b'chlal. Now we know that that's not so pashut because the Marsha on the Fayin Beis Amud Beis says, like we mentioned, come upon him, that it has to be amazed. And like that, he's mazber, the fact that the Brisa says that he need to be mazber him, re'esha yisroel uben brisu. But like upon him, that's the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch. Masha Enkin regards the Kaifan Isa Chatetse Nafshay, says the Minchas Chinuch Bazal Loshin, im yesh tzad ledoinoi de efshu de layoda, chas v'sholem lasis lay shum dover. Chas v'sholem to hit anybody if there's even a small tzad that he may not know that he's being over an avera. That's the first chiluk the Minchas Chinuch says. The second chiluk the Minchas Chinuch is that in regards to raidif, there's a chiyuv. Like we mentioned, the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Perek Aleph, mitzuvin, you must do it in order to be matzal the nirdaf. Mashenke, in regards to frushe mit admei yisura, zok the Minchas Chinuch, hu ktsas mitzvah. It's a bit of a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv gomer. And avada, a person who's not mekayim, the inyan of a frushe mei yisura, and makan oisa achotetze nafshay, is not being over any avera. Another nafkamina zok the Minchas Chinuch, that the halach of makan oisa achotetze nafshay is just a din in bezdin. And the Minchas Chinuch is myrich to bring rise to that. Masha'enkin, the halacha of a raidif, is on kol echad mi Yisrael. A fourth nafkamina zok the Minchas Chinuch is based on the Mishnah Lamelech, which we spoke about earlier, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavdal, and halacha Zayin, that he brings from the Rif, that the halacha of raidif achar arayis, that nitan latzila ben nafshay, is even on Shabbos, and even machal Shabbos, to save the Naira Marasa. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, but avada la frishay me Yisurai, that's not Dayich HaShabbos. Why? His lashon is, Ein rashoi lasis shum iser lahatzel chaveroi mi iser. Because the whole yisoid is to save his friend from an iser, it doesn't make sense that it should be mutter to be over an iser in order to save somebody from an iser. These are the four nafkaminas that the Minchas Chinuch brings out in order to be miyash of this kasha l'shitasoi. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara says that the halacha of leisamen al dam reyach is coming to teach us that if you see that a person is drowning or that he's dying for whatever reason, you should go ahead and save him. For the Gemara, we know that from the pasuk of Avashi Vaisilai. And for the Gemara, mitzad the pasuk of Avashi Vaisilai, you would think that you're only mechuyev to do it begufay. But to be matriach and to be seicher payalim, you would not be mechuyev to do so. That's why we have the pasuk of leisamen al dam reyach. Now, it's mevor from the Gemara that this is l'chaira, the only nafkamina between the pasuk of Avashi Vaisilai and the Chiddush that's learned out from the pasuk of Leisamen al Dam Re'echa. So the Achrayim bring out that l'chaira al Pipashis, there could have been two other chilukim. The Chachma Shleima, by Reb Shleima Kluger, in Chayshe Mishpat Simen Tav Chavav, he brings out that the Gemara says in Masechta Bo Metzia and Perek Eila Metzias, that in regards to Ashavas Aveda, we learn from the pasuk V'Salamta, Pa'amim Shatam Esalem, that a Zokin V'Ein Elfi Chvoidai is not Mechuyev to return to Aveda. Imkain, in regards to Aveda's Gufay, which is also part of the parsha of Ashavas Aveda, a Zokin V'Ein Elfi Chvoidai would not be Mechuyev to save somebody. So why doesn't the Gemara say that that's why we need the Pasuk of the Samen Al Dam Re'echa to be Mechadish, and even a Zokin V'Ein Elfi Chvoidai is Mechuyev to save somebody? Zok the Chachma Shleima, Mori the Kechidish La'alacha, that obviously the Gemara holds that even after the pasuk of the Samen al Dam Re'echa, a Zokman al Fichvaida is putter from saving somebody. A Mari de Kechidish. Another Ara can be found in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin, Ois Beis. The halacha is in regards to Shavas Aveda, that a person who's Ma'abid Mamoine Ledas, there's no Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. Vechein Nifsak Berambam and Hilchas Gzeil of Aveda, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. Tain at the Minchas Chinuch, the Gemara could have answered that as far as the mitzvah of Ashivaisalai is concerned, what happened if you have a person that's ma'abed atzmei ledas, he wants to kill himself, there's no mitzvah Ashavas Aveda. So the Gemara should have answered that leisamen al dam reyach is coming to be mechadish, that if there's a mitzvah to save somebody, even if he's being ma'abed atzmei ledas. So the Minchas Chinuch comes to a similar conclusion, that be'achreach the Gemara holds, that even after the lav of leisamen al dam reyach, a person who's being ma'abed atzmei ledas, there's no chiyuv to save him. Now, in these two halachas of the Chochma Shleima and the Minchas Chinuch, the Igris Moshe in Chelek Yerideya, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, Anaf Gimel, is very strongly Chelek. And he says they can't be true. A person who's been matzav of a sakana, avade, even a zakamein elfi chvoid is mechuyif to save him, and not like the Chochma Shleima. And a person who's been matzav of a sakana, even if he's ma'abed atzma ladas, we're also mechuyif to save him, and even be mechal Shabbos, and not like the Minchas Chinuch. And to answer the Arayas, he says that in regards to zakamein elfi chvoidoi, the Gemara says in Bamasiya daflam and amadbeis that when does the halacha of zakamein elfi chvoidoi apply? It applies by a kind of aveda, which even had the Zakein himself lost something like this, he wouldn't have been mevaza himself to take his own thing back in the shuk. So too, he doesn't have to return somebody else's object of that nature. Zakra Maisha Baravada, if a Zakein himself was bematzav of a sakana, he would be mevaza himself and do whatever he can to save himself. So therefore, the klal of Zakein el Fichvaydei, Pashet doesn't exist on a practical level in regards to Tzolos Gufay. And in regards to the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush, Zok Rav Moshe, this that an Aveda min Das, the halacha is that there's no mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, that's specifically by Mamein, because a person is a Bailam on his own Mamein, so if he decides to send it away and to be Ma'abed it Ladas, there's no mitzvah to return it to him. But a person who's not a Bailam on his Nefesh, even if he decides to be Ma'abed Atzmi Ladas, the Torah commands us Leisamed Al Dam Reyecha, and the fact that he's not interested in saving himself does not pater us from saving him. Now the Minchas Chinuch, who he asked the Kasha, and he holds that it is a Taina, he lechayr is going l'shitasay that he says in Mitzvah Memches, in regards to the Isser of Chayvel, that a person who gives Rishus for somebody else to be Chayvel in him, he's not over the Isser. Mashmat that the Minchas Chinuch Be'emes holds that a person is a Bailam on his Guf. And so too in regards to the Isser of Ritzicha, the Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Lamedalid that a person who's ma'abed atzmi ladas and he kills himself, he's not over the aver of leisirtzach. Mashmat that the Minchas Chinuch holds that a person is a bailam on his guf even in regards to killing himself. Mimela, the Minchas Chinuch leshitase also holds that in a case where a person is being ma'abed atzmi ladas, he is a bailam, just like in regards to his mamain, there's no din hashavas aveda by an aveda midas, so too in regards to aveda's gufay. And not only that, he's mechiyach l'legabe l'samen al dam riacha as well, that if he's ma'abed atzmi ladas, that there's no mitzvah to save him. But Rav Moshe disagrees, he understands that a person is not considered a bailam on his guf. Adkan this shtickel, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara towards the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis asks Akasha that the Mishnah says in the third parak of Ksubis, Eilu nairus sheyesh lan knas haba ala chaysay. And the Ikar Chiddush over there is that even though you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lo Siya Le'isha, still he has to pay Knas by an Oynes Mefate. Frek the Gemara, L'chayra the Zechiyah of Misa, because B'shas is going to do the Maisabiyya, he's a Raidif, and it's Nitin Latzila Ben Avshay. So we should Pater Midin Kimle B'de Rabmine from having to pay the Knas. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, that the Misa and the Mammon happen at different times. The Misa happens at the beginning of the Maisabiyya, and the moment is ascribed at the end of the Maisabiyah. Rashi is Masbir, because the moment for Knas, Lidas Rashi, is for the Hasharas Absulim, and that only happens B'Soifa Biyah. But the Gemara is not happy with that, because it depends what Hara and Tchilas Biyah actually means. Bishlama, if Hara is Neshika Se'ever, so then we could say the Maisa Misa is Nigmar B'Shasta Hara, because that's the Shas Hapgam, and the Chayves moment only comes later, B'shas the actual Maisabiyah, because that's the Shas Asharas Absulim. But if you say that Hara Zu Achnasas HaTorah, that means to say that before Achnasas HaTorah, there's no Maisabiyah, no Maisabgam Bachlal. And B'shas Achnasas HaTorah, there's already Asharas Basulim. So we're back to a point where the Maisabgam, which that's Machayev Misa, and the Machayev of Mamin, which is the Asharas Absulim, happen simultaneously. And the Gemara to that answers for Terutzim. Now, Taisus with the Ramask Mamayna disagrees with Rashi's Anacha that the Chayves Knas only comes B'shas Asharas Absulim. And he brings a Gemara in Masech to Kedushin, Daftesam and Beis, that's Mavur, that even without Asharas Absulim, as long as she is Absula B'shas Tamaisabiyah, that's Mechayev Knas. Im Kenfrek Taisus, what's Pshat in the Gemara's Anacha that the Chayves Mamon only comes later and not B'shas the beginning of the Bia, even the Manda Omar, Hara Azu, Nishika Se'ever? And Taisus answers two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisus answers is that Be'emes, Each part of the bia can be mechayev knas. The beginning of the bia can be mechayev knas, and the sof of the bia can be mechayev knas. The beginning of the bia be'emes in this situation is not going to be mechayev knas because that rega there's a chayvus misa and there's kimnei v'derab minei. But lemaisa later on when he's mamshech the bia, the sof bia is bekayach to be mechayev knas because at that point there's no longer a chayvus misa. That's Taisa's first teretz. Taisa's second teretz is that no, the klal that tchilas bia also has a shem bia. And the Gemara learns that out from a pasuk in Masechta Yevamos Daf Nun Hey. That's only in regards to Arayas and Chai Ve'Laban Ve'Esei and Yevama Ve'Isha Labayla. But in regards to Knas, we never learn out this Chiddush that Tchilas Bia also has a Shem Maisabiyah. Therefore, we remain that the Maisabiyah Lagabi B'Machayev Knas is only Saif Bia. Adkan the Chiddush of Taisus. Mimel Zog Taisus, that's Pshat in the Gemara's Hanacha, that the Tchilas Bia, that's the Shas Apgam, because that's totally in when the Maisa Aver is going to be done, and that's included in the Limud and Masechta Yevamos, that the Tchilas Bia, that's already the Maisa Bia. Masha'enkein, the Chi of Knas, that only comes B'Soif Bia. Now, Frek Taisus Akashon himself, if that's true, that the Kalal, the Tchilas Bia, is a Bia, doesn't apply to Knas, so in Kain, we have a Kasha Lamanda Omar, Tchilas Bia, is a Knas of Satara, at that point, there's no Chi of Knas. The Chi of Knas only comes B'Soif Bia, which is after the point of a Knas of Satara. Frek Taisus B'Shatz Achnas Satara, that's a Sharas Absulim. B'Soif Bia, there are already no Absulim. Im Kain, how could there be a Chi of Knas B'Chlal in the Torah? If the Chi of Knas is only by Absula, and the Chi of Knas only comes B'Soif Bia, she's never a Absula. Azay Frek Taisus. And for Taisus, Tzarech Loimar, the B'Hachi Chayvi Rachmana. That means to say, that although the Torah says that the Chi of Knas is only for Absula, Be'achreach, the Torah doesn't mean to say that B'Shas, the Chelik of the Maisa Bia, that's Machayev the Knas, still at that point she's a Psula. The Torah means to say that B'Shas, Tchila Sabia, she's a Psula. Then the Tchila Sabia is done, and at that point she's no longer a Psula. The Seifa Bia of that Maisa Bia is going to be Machayev the Knas. But a Maisa Bia, which B'Shas, the Tchila Sabia, she was still a Psula, the Seifa of that Maisa Bia can be Machayev the Knas. That's the Pshat in Taisus. Now, L'chayre, Taisus Minei Bei is Mamash Apella, and Taisus doesn't ask this Kasha. Taisus Masechti Yevamis asks this Kasha, and he blibes Shver. Frek Taisus and Masechti Yevamis, Imkein Divrei Gemara Nar Sugya, Be'emes have no Pshat. Because our Gemara asks that Lamanda Omar that Tchilas Bia is Achnasas HaTorah, so we always have that the Maisa HaMachayev Misa is at the same time as the Maisa HaMachayev Knas. But that's not true. Bishlam, if you say like Rashi, that the Maisa Sharas Basulam is Machayev Knas, so already Bishas Maisa Knas is a Torah, the Zechiyev Knas, that's good. And Bishlam, if you say like Taisus' first Teretz, that goes without this Chiddush Halacha, that even if Bishas the Seifa Bia, there's no Basulam, still it's Machayev Knas, that's also good. Because the Gemara is telling us that if the Tchilas Bia is Hachnasas HaTorah, so Mimeil at that point is Asharas Besulim, so that's really the only point which we can be Mechayivim Knas for, because the Seifa Bia at that point are no Besulim left, and that Chelik of the Bia can't be Mechayivim Knas. The Mimeil of the Gemara is asking good Kasha that there should be Kimnei B'Derabinei Leman D'Omer that the Tchilas Bia is Hachnasas HaTorah. But according to Taisus the second Teretz, where Taisus is being Mechadish, that the Seif Bia is Mechayev Knas, even if at that point there are no longer Basulim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Tchil of the Maisa Bia, which that makes Asharis Basulim, that is the Shas Apgam, and that's the Shas Chi of Misa. And later, the Seif of Maisa Bia, although there are no Basulim left, that Seif of Maisa Bia is Mechayev Knas, because B'Hachi Chai V'Rachmana. So the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Maman are not at the same time, so there is no Kimnei B'Drabinei. Azoy Frek Taisus and Masechti Yevamis, and he remains Shver. And Be'emes, Divya, Taisus, and Arasugya are Mamish Apella. So there's a Moridiki, a Duadiki, Rabbi Kiv Eger, and Chuvah Simon Kuf Samach Dalet, and other places in the Drush V'Chiddush, that's Miyash of Pshat and Arataisvis. Zak Rabbi Kiv Eger, Alpi Pashtus, the Aloch of Kimnei B'Rabmine is only if at the time of the Chi of Misa, that's when the Chi of Mammon is meant to be Chal. But if let's say the Chi of Mammon is meant to be Chal later, there's no Kimnei B'Rabmine. Zak Rabbi Kiv Eger, that's not necessarily true. Even if at the time of the Chavis Misa, that's not the Shas Chalois HaChiev Mamon, but if that's the Shas of the Tanai of the Chiev, we need to do something at that point in order to get to the Chiev, the Misa is going to Pata the Mamon because the Misa is there at the time of the Tanai HaChiev. Now what's the Pshat in that? Sektor B'Kivei Eger, because the Din Kimnei B'Derabinei isn't just a Poiter on Chiyuvim. Just the Din Kimnei B'Derabinei makes that it says if ki'ilu asoi acher. If it would have been a din poiter on chiyuvim, so it would have to be that the shas misa, that's also the time of the chalois achiyuv, in order that it should become niftar. But now that Rabbi Kveger says that it becomes as if kilu asoy acher, so as long as b'shas chiyuv misa, he had to have been doing that misa in order to be chayiv mamed, because it's mitnoy achiyuv, Kim the Ravini makes as if he didn't do it, it's kilu asoy acher, so we're missing in the tnai achiyuv, so eventually when the chiyuv is meant to be chal, it will not be able to be chal. Zokter Kiveger, according to Ara Taisvis, even though it's true that the Shas Chalois Achiyav is the Seif of the Bia, but the Tchila Sabia is a Tanai Achiyav. Because Taisvis Hare asks that Lechaira already from the Tchila Sabia, she's not a Psula. And Taisvis answers, Bahachi Chai V'Rachmana. The Pshat the Bahachi Chai V'Rachmana is that if he, with that Mai Sabia, was Meshur the Basulim, and then he was Mamshach Ad Seif Abia, that Seif Abia is going to be Machai V'Mknas. So the Tanai, in order for the Seif Abia to be Machai V'Mknas, is that he's the one that did the Tchila Sabia. If somebody else would have done the Tchila Sabia and been Meshur the Basulim, then Avada later, a Seif Bia wouldn't be Machai V'Mknas. So because the Shas Tchila Sabia is a Tanai in the Chiyav Mamein, and like Rabbi Kivagra says, being that at that time there's a Chayvus Mamein, it's Ki'ilu Asoy Acher, therefore even later, B'Seif Abia, the Chayvus Mamein cannot be Chal, Machmas the Chiyav Misa, that mitzad the din of kimnei b'derabinei made that in the tanai achiyav it's keilu asoy acher. Ad kan the pirish hanifla yedua of Reb Kivi Eiger, and Reb Kivi Eiger with this is miyashiv another marita kakasha on Ara Taisvis. The Pnei Yeshua in his akdama to Masechta Ksubis brings down a kasha from his son-in-law Rev Berish. Frek Rev Berish, the Gemara in Masechta Ksubis and Eilu Nairis asks a kasha on the Mishnah of Haba Alachaisai, that L'chayra Chai V'Krisis have also a Chi of Malkus, and the Klal is Ein Leike U'Mishalem, so the Chi of Malkus should pater the Knas. Frek Rav Berish, L'fi Ara Taisvis, the Chi of Malkus is on the Tchilas Bia, and the Chi of Mamon is only on the Seif Bia. So in Cain, there shouldn't be a problem of Kimlei B'Drabmine. Azoy Frek Rav Berish, and he's Mayrich in a Teretz. Zok Rav Kiveger, L'fi is Malach, it's not Shver. Because although the actual Chalais Achiyav only happens B'Seif Abiyah, but the Tchilas Abiyah is needed Mitnoi Achiyav. And that's the Gemara's Kasha, that because that time there's also Achiyav Malkus, it's Kamisha Asoi Acher, and it's as if the Tanai Achiyav was not Neskayim, and there shouldn't be Achiyav Mamon. Ad kan Divrei HaTosfos Ubiurei Shel Reb Kiveger. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet brings down the memory of Reb Yonasan Ben Shaul that says, Raidev Shaya Raidev Acha Chaveri Lahargoi, Vyokala Atile Bechan Meyavarav Veloy Hitzil, and instead he killed him. Nera Galav, the halacha is, this person who kills the Raidev, he himself is Chayev Misa. Now the pashtus of Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shaul is that he's Chayev Misa b'di Adam like a regular Reitzeach. However, the Rambam in Ilchas Reitzeach, Perek Aleph, halacha Yud Gimel, says not like that. Zelashayna Rambam, Kola Yokala Hatzil Ever Meyavarav Veloy Torach Bakach, Elahitzel benafsha shal raidif v'hargai. Hareza shayfich damen v'chayev misa. He has a din of a shayfich damen is chayev misa, aval ein bezdin me misa noisoi. Zog the Kesef of Mishneh, that the Rambam learns that chayev misa means misa b'dei shemayim. And also the memory of Yonasan Ben Shaul that says, neragalov, that means b'misa b'dei shemayim. Now the Ravid, in Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes, he argues on this Rambam, and he says that be'emes he should be chayev misa b'dei adam mamish. But a kaponim, that's Shitas Rambam. V'tzorech bir, why does the Rambam hold that he doesn't have a chi of misa b'dei Adam? So in this, there are two pirushim and achrayim. Rabbi Kivi Eiger and Drush V'chiddish in Masech Daksubas Taf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis brings down a pshat from his son Rabbi Shleime Eiger. Zok Rabbi Shleime Eiger, we find in the Rambam in Ilchus Reitzeach that there are many instances where the Rambam says that he has a chashivas of a shayfich damam nizchai of misa b'dei shemayim, but he's not chai of misa b'dei Adam. One of the cases is in Perek Sheni, Halacha Ches, in regards to Ahoyrigas Atreifa. Zot the Rambam Ahoyrigas Atreifa, Harei Zepater Midinei Adam. What's the pshat in that? Because being that the person himself has a Shem Gavra Katila, he's a person that's Oymed Lamos, therefore, although it's considered a Shem Shefech Damim, in order to be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, but a Chayiv Misa B'dei Adam, it's impossible to be Mechayiv him. Zot the Shleime Eger, that the emes is, every Raidif, even if klapi mi is nitan latzile ben avshay, be'emes, he's considered a gavra ketila. Why? So Shleime Eger is mazbar al pi a chiddush of the Mishnah L'melech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Chayv HaLumazik Perakhes brings down B'Shem Misha Kosvoy, that even though Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul says that if it's Nitin Latzila Bechem Me'avarav, that you can't kill him, that's only in regards to everybody else. But the Nirdaf himself, Einay Medaktik B'Kach, and he has a right to kill him, even if it's Nitin Latzila Be'echad Me'evorav. So Dr. Shlomo Eger, the fact that the Nirdaf always has halacha that he's able to kill him, that makes this person have a din of a Gavra Katila. Therefore, even if somebody who's not allowed to kill him kills him, Al Kapanim, it's not different than a Treifa, that because he's a Gavra Katila, he's not Chayiv B'dei Adam. So to hear, a Gavra Katila is not going to be Chayiv B'dei Adam, he's only going to be Chayiv B'dei Shamayim. Ad kan divrei Rav Shlomo Eger. Now the Briskarov in Chidushim Moran Riz Halevi al Rambam over there in Hilchos Ritzeach Shmiras Nefesh Perak Aleph Alochi Yud Gimel, he asks many kashas on Rav Shlomo Eger. First of all, like the Briskarov, that this whole halach of the Mishamelech isn't so pashut, and like Rav Shlomo Eger himself beemes brings that Rashi in Arasugya says Mefurish not like that. Rashi b'Divrei Maskel v'Yachol says v'Yachol Hanirdaf Oy Harei Ehu Latzil Be'Echad Me'Avarav. Mivur, that even the Nirdaf itself, Lefir Bienis and Shol, is not allowed to kill him if he's Yachal Atzila Be'echad Me'evorav. So the Briskarov is not so nicha to be Meshabit Shitas Arambam to this Chiddush of the Mishnah Lamelech, Kneged, Rashi, and Arasugya. Now the emes is that the Mishnah Lamelech is not being Mechadish to Chiddush by himself. The Makor is from Rishainim. Their aim, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, in his Pirish on Chumash and Parshas Vayishlach, he's the one who says this Chiddush. But I'll call upon him. The Briskarov does not want to be Meshabit the Rambam to this as well. Another Taina the Briskarov is that even according to the Mishnah Lamelech, it's not the Pshat that the Raidif himself has a different din, Klape the Nirdaf, than Klape everybody else. There's no Chilik in the Raidif between anybody. Just the Halacha is that the Nirdaf himself has his own special right and heter of Habala Hargacha Hashkin Vahargai. He has a right to kill anybody that's aimed to go ahead and kill him. But as far as the dinim that are chal in the raidev, there's no difference between the nirdaf and anybody else. And if it's nitin latzilei be'echad me'evarav, he does not have a chayves misa. Memeilo zok de miskarav, it's impossible to say that on account of that he's going to have a din of a gavra katila. Gavra katila is only if it's chal a din in the gavra that his din is lamus. But over here that the gavra, the raidev, doesn't have a din misa because it's nitin latzilei be'echad me'evarav, the fact that the Nirdaf personally has Rishus mitzad the din of a bal hargacha hashkin vahargai, that's not going to change his din and make him into a gavra katila. Now, the etzem understanding that the Briskarov is being mechadish in the Mishnah Lamelech, that it's because of a din of a bal hargacha hashkin vahargai, that's not mefurish in the Mishnah Lamelech. If anything, the lashon of the Mishnah Lamelech that says einay medaktik medavar is mashma that we don't expect the Nirdaf in his great bahala to be medaktik in it. But if you look in the Chedush Ereim, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, in Parshas Vayishlach, you'll see that he be'emes says exactly like the Briskarov, that it's mitzad din of Abol Hargacha Hashkem V'Hargoy. That's the second taina that the Briskarov has on the Mahalach of Rav Shlomo Eger. And a third taina the Briskarov, that be'emes claimed sonu that somebody should have a Shem Gavra Ketila, unless there's a Gemar din that he's Chayiv Misa. And he quotes a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph that says, Nigmar dinoi Gavra Ketilihi. And Azoyiz Gepaskat also in the Rambam, in Uchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin Alochates. So Imkein Mechates it to say that a Raidif has a Shem Gavra Katila. These are the three Tainas that the Briskarov has on Rav Shlomo Eger. Therefore, the Briskarov himself wants to say a different shot. Zog the Briskarov, Behektem, Divrei HaRambam, and Hilchas Geneva, Perek Tes Alocha Zayin, in regards to the din of Baba Machteres. The Lashon of the Rambam is as follows. HaBaba Machteres, Bein Bayoyim, Bein Balaylo, Ein loy damim, Elohim hargay balabayis ashara adam pturim. So the first line of the Rambam tells us that he's ein loy damim, and if somebody kills him, they're potter. Then zok the Rambam weiter, ureshus yesh lachol lahargay bein b'chol bein b'shabes b'chol misa sheichayil lamisay. And everybody also has reshus to kill him. Frek the Briskarov, a number of aris. First of all, frek the Briskarov, it seems that the Rambam is mechalakin into two dinim. There's one aloch of ein loy damim, and if somebody kills him, they're a putter. And the second halacha is that there's reshus to kill. Are these two separate dinim? L'chayr, it's all one and the same. V'ayit frek the Briskarov, if anything, instead of first saying that you're a putter and then saying reshus, the Rambam should be mahapak the order. The Rambam should say the halacha is we have reshus to kill him, being that we have reshus to kill him, therefore if we killed him, you're a putter. Why does the Rambam first bring the halacha of ein le'damim and we're a putter, and only afterwards say that there's reshus to kill him. That's the second aura of the Biskarov. And the third aura of Rekta Biskarov is that Be'emes, the Chayra, there is no din p'tur. There's a din p'tur if you kill him. There's no reason to be chayiv. If it's mutter to kill him, so we're not a reitzeich b'chlal if we kill him. Why is the Rambam making a chalais din out of this and saying that there's a din p'tur? These are the three auras that the Biskarov asks on this Rambam. Zog the Biskarov that I'm avor from this Rambam is that Be'emes, every baba machteris and every raidif has two dinim. One halacha is a din of ein leidamim. And like it says mefurish in the pasuk in regards to baba machteris, ein leidamim. And ein leidamim means that it's chal in the gavra, that he's a gavra ktila. Zelosh reina briskarov, hu chalois din al gufay, shenechshav the gavra ktila. Such a person, a raidif, a baba machteris, the Torah looks at him as a person who's a gavra ktila. He's a dead man. Memela, if somebody kills him, he's putter. That's even besides the halacha that it's mutter to kill him. That's halacha mitzad atzmai, that it's ein leidamim. And then avada, there's the next halacha, that it's mutter to kill a raidif and a baba machteris. The Torah gave reshus to go ahead and kill him. And that's a separate halacha. And with that, it's mavur, the lashon of Rambam. The Rambam splits it into two separate dinim, which are not tluyim zeh bezeh b'chlal. The first halacha is ein leidamim elam harge balabayis ashar adam pturim. That's mikoyach the din of ein leidamim. And the second halacha is reshus yesh l'chol l'hargay, that it's mutter to go ahead and kill him. What's the nafkamina between the two dinim? Zok to Biskarov, the nafkamina is that what happens if we have a situation where the din of reshus does not apply? So the Torah didn't give reshus and it's usher to go ahead and kill him. But somebody did kill him. Is that person chayev misa? For that we have the halacha of ein leidamim, that he has a chashivas of a gavra ketila. What's the hechatimsa? The hechatimsa is specifically in this case of where it's nitin latzile becher me'evorov. When it's nitin latzile becher me'evorov, there's no reshus to kill him. The second din doesn't apply. Nevertheless, if somebody was over and he did kill him, lemaisa is only killing somebody who in the eyes of the Torah is nechshav to gavra ketila ein leidamim. What's the halacha if you kill somebody who's a gavra ketila and it's ein leidamim? That's the same halacha be'emes, like we find by treifa, or by somebody that's nigmar dinei lomus, that if you kill him, that he's not chayiv b'dinei adam, he has a chashivas of a shoifech dam, and he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, but the fact that he's a gavra ketila paters him m'dinei adam. So it comes out these two Rambams work mamish hand in hand. Because there are two dinim, a din of ein leidamim and a din of reshus, therefore, b'makim, where it's nitin latzila b'echem ne'evorav, that there's no reshus, nevertheless, he has a shem raidif, and if somebody kills him, he's going to be patur b'dinei adam mitzad halacha of ein leidamim. Now the Briskarov points out, the L'chaira comes out according to this, that even though klape mi, it's nitin latzila b'echem ne'evorav, and I don't have a heter to kill him, nevertheless, the shem raidif is still kayim, and because he has a shem raidif mitzad atzmai, the halacha is going to be ein leidamim. That's what the Briskarov is mechiach from this Rambam. Now that be'emes stims with what we saw earlier in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi as well, that even b'makom where it's nitin latzila b'echem me'avarav, the ikar shem raidif is kayim. Zok Reb Chaim, if the halacha is you can't kill him, must be that the whole heter to kill a raidif is only la'atzolas anirdif. But the ikar shem raidif is there. However, we mentioned B'Shem Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yurim and Masechta Psachim, Ois Reish Aleph, that he holds that B'makom Shanitin Latzila Bechem Me'avarav, it's Chasr and it's Iker Shem Raidif. Rabbi Chanan says that the Shem Raidif of this person is limited just to that Aver, which is going to go ahead and do the Ma'is Ariga. But the rest of the Nefesh of the person, being that it's not necessary to eliminate his Nefesh to be Moineya the Ma'is Ariga, therefore the rest of his Nefesh does not get on it a Shem Raidif Bechlal. Lefi that, you cannot say that he's ein leidamim, because be'emes he's yesh leidamim, because chutz from that aver, which is necessary to eliminate in order to be meineah the ma'is hariga, he doesn't have a shem raidif, and avad he's yesh leidamim. So it's mevur from this Biskarov that he also goes with the mahalach of his father Rab Chaim, and they disagree with Rabbi Chanan, and they hold that even in a situation where it's nitin latzile be'echem ne'evarav, that does not take away from the ikar shem raidif that's on the person. It's just a din that you can't kill him, you have to go ahead and be matzal the nirdaf some other way. But al-kapanim, as far as the din of ein leidamim is concerned, that remains even in such a situation. Adkan, the two mahalchim of Rav Shlomo Eger and of the Briskarov to be mazbir the Shita Sarambam, and Adkan this shir on Sanhedrin daf ayin gimel and the Hemshech on daf ayin dalid with Snegeya the sugi of Reidef.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.